Chapter 1. Tierra Johnson sat on a chair near the chrome table in her kitchen, inhaling the enticing scents of vanilla and almond wafting from the oven as her cookies baked. Sighing, she peered around her modest apartment. Although she categorized the first day of December as the beginning of the holiday season, it didn't feel much like Christmas. "Sugar cookies," her mother had always said, "were the answer to all life's problems." Well, maybe they were. Nostalgic images of baking with her mother and sister brought misty tears. These pangs of nostalgia erupted at the oddest moments. Although in December, homesickness was justifiable. Of course, she would volunteer at the Women's Center. Chira believed in giving back, especially to an organization that had indirectly affected her. Adeline, one of her co-workers, had been homeless for a while until she secured a job. The shelter had enabled her to get back on her feet. Besides, Chira thought, volunteering gave her a sense of purpose. It was just, well, she hadn't imagined herself still living in Turning Point, Virginia, after 3 years. Sure, she'd made friends. Adeline had even launched a book club that met in town every Friday evening, and the women were a delight to be around. However, with Chiara's work schedule, she had attended only a couple times. She turned the volume louder on her cell phone as "I'll Be Home for Christmas," the 1943 version sung by Bing Crosby, came on. One of her favorite holiday tunes, she sang along to the last few bars, "If Only in My Dreams." Dabbing the tears from her eyes, she stood to check on the sugar cookies. Her cell phone rang, and she answered, recognizing the incoming caller's ID. "Hi, Emma," she said as she settled back in her chair. "Are you sure you can't move home by Christmas?" her younger sister asked. "You read my email?" "Yes, I'm positive." Chiara cradled the phone to her ear. "I accepted a full-time job for December to help pay off my last tuition bill." "Couldn't someone else in your nursing agency work instead of you?" Emma was a typical 9-year-old girl. She had a lot to say about every subject, couldn't see any side of the story except hers, and regarded Chiara as the world's best sister. Chiara smiled. It was wonderful to feel adored. "Everyone else in the agency either has a significant other or children or both," she replied. "And they all had holiday plans. I didn't, and I was available. Plus, the agency was scrambling to fill the position on such short notice." "Mom and Dad say you're an awesome nurse. They say you genuinely care about people." "Thank goodness parents put us on a pedestal, right?" Chiara laughed. "Between classes and other expenses, I've worked hard to make ends meet. Right now, this job is necessary." Wasn't that the understatement of the year? Obviously, she couldn't ask her parents for money. Due to the recent economic downturn, they struggled financially. The Midwest had been hit particularly hard. However, Chiara was determined to succeed. She'd studied hard to earn her RN degree at a high-quality Virginia university and planned on securing a stable, well-paying position.